My name is Pete Carter. I grew up in Titusville, New Jersey, which is right up the river from Washington Crossing, just a mile up. This, of course, is where George Washington crossed the Delaware River with the Continental Army in 1776 on Christmas Eve. It was really the pivotal battle in the Revolutionary War at that point, in which they crossed over and attacked the Hessian Army in Trenton and won that battle, and then proceeded to win battles in Princeton. And that was really the first battle they won of the war. And we were involved with the park from when we moved there in 1962. Both my parents held various positions in the Washington Crossing Association, which was like a Friends of the Park group. They were both, you know, presidents or treasurers, secretary, different roles over the years while we were there, probably for like a span of maybe up to about 20 years. So we went down to watch the crossing every Christmas Day. They would have a reenactment of the crossing, and we would go down. There was a little house called the Nelson House where my dad would make mulled cider, and, you know, again, we'd watch the crossing and, you know, be involved in other park activities as well. One year in 1976, they decided to build a ferry boat, which is what they used to bring the cannons across, just basically a flatboat that was pulled across the river. So a group of people decided to do this, and they came up with the plans, and which basically ended up being my dad building the boat by himself in our driveway. So he used, you know, different hand tools. He did use a lathe for the wooden pieces that would join the wood together, the pegs, and he used like hemp, big bags of hemp to caulk the boat and put the boat in the water for a few weeks just so it would wood would swell up so it would have a seal. So we were going to take this boat across for the bicentennial celebration. Okay, so my brother and I were going to help our dad cross the river in this ferry boat that he had built. And what you always do for the crossing is, just as George Washington's men did, you start on the Pennsylvania side, then cross over to the New Jersey side, but it takes a lot of organizing. And so my dad dropped me off to kind of keep an eye on the boat, and I was waiting with the boat, waiting for the group that had a cannon. They were going to bring a cannon to cross on the boat with us. So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and getting colder and colder and colder, because it was a very cold day. The river was high. It was a little icy. And finally, the group of reenactors came, and it was basically a bunch of Girl Scouts dressed up in, you know, old kind of colonial-type frocks and with little cute little hats on with their cannon. So my dad had a big long pole, which he used for pulling across, and he gave the little Girl Scouts some paddles, and we decided to start across the river. Well, because the river is so fast and the ferry boat's really not great for navigation, it was quite the struggle. So he's, you know, dad's shouting orders to the Girl Scouts to paddle, and they're splashing me, and they're kind of screaming and not really sure what they're doing and really having kind of a hard, rough go of it. So we started getting close to the bridge, which is right below where the other boats cross, and just kind of barely making it across, and we got close to the edge, and they threw a rope to us, and the rope broke, and, you know, the Girl Scouts are, like, pretty scared and screaming a little bit at this point, and so finally, I guess, they threw us another rope, and they were able to haul us in, but it was quite the harrowing experience, and then the result of all the coldness and splashing, I ended up basically with pneumonia. I was sick for several weeks and had to go to a clinic to get all kind of cleaned out and pumped full of antibiotics. So it was quite the experience, but I know a lot of the soldiers back when they crossed were like, you know, we're glad we kept moving, because we knew if we stood still, we might have just frozen to death right where we were. So there was a little bit of realism even in that. But again, it was a great time growing up along the river, learning about the park, the history of it. My sister, in fact, still works there at what's known as the Johnson Ferry House, where, you know, supposed that Washington and his generals stayed for just a brief time after they crossed. And So it was a really great place to grow up and learn about history.